Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Joel Ababa back on the show, too. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, now coming up on more than 8 years. He's been joining us to talk to us about the world of franchising, the concepts of franchising, the possibilities of franchising. He's the author of Become a Franchise Owner. He is the Franchise King. He's our good friend, Joel Ababa. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's always a pleasure to have you back. You know, Joel, I was in I was at a convention in Hawaii recently, and I heard a guy. I'm trying to think of his last name. Jason is his first name. I apologize for not remembering his last name. He calls himself the Gen Y guy. He does all the reporting on the younger generation of millennials. And he was the first one to report on something people are probably hearing about these days from other sources, that the Gen Y folks, the 20-somethings mostly, are getting their first job 4 or 5 years later than their parents. They're getting married 5 or 6 years later than their parents did. They're having their first children 5, 6, 7 years later than their parents did. They're buying their first house 4 or 5 years later than their parents did. Their progression of their taking their place in society has been extended beyond their parents in almost every way. What do you think?
That's interesting. My first thought when I heard that was, you know what, they're going to live longer too. So it might be all relative.
No, exactly. No, I think that's an excellent long view point to make, Joel. But at the same time, at this moment in time, it's changing the dynamic a little bit of society, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. It sure is. And not only are they starting everything later, some of them might be starting jobs later because they can't get them out of college.
That was one of the points he made, was that whereas maybe, you know, my generation, you know, our generation, we got our first job at, you know, if you're talking about really a real professional job, meaning what you sort of plan to do the rest of your life, maybe we got that at 22 or 23. These kids are getting it 27, 28 years old. Their very first job is several years later.
And it's not by choice. It's just what the market dictates.
And when I talk about the dynamic, I'm talking about, okay, what happened during that 22 to 27-year period? You know, what happened during that 4 or 5-year period? Did they, you know, what was going on? When I was that age, I was married, I was having kids, I built a house. You know what I mean? There's a whole different thing going on there now than what was going on, say, for the baby boomers.
Yeah, it really is different now. You know, one would think with technology speeding things up that everything else would speed up, including job creation and education, but it just isn't happening. Everything is slowing down for that generation.
That is another excellent point, Joel, that think about that. This is one of the ironies of technology that I've been observing and writing a little bit about, Joel, is some of the ironies of technology where, for example, 10 years ago, we would have thought that by now a cell phone would be as big as a quarter, right? With technology making everything smaller. But what we forgot about in those days was the human form factor. I mean, the finger and the eye can only go so small.
It can only type so fast.
So consequently, phones are actually getting bigger. They're not getting smaller, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Smartphones, I guess.
Right.
They're getting bigger because we're doing more things with them. So that's one of the ironies. But so the world of franchising has never really been the world of the very young, right? I mean, most franchise owners, what would you say the average, perennially, historically, the average age of a first franchise owner would be?
I would say mid-40s.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. So a 20-something, even in my generation, a 20-something was never really a candidate for a franchise, right?
No. They kind of are not now either. A lot of young folks, listen to us, a lot of young folks, have great ideas and want to become entrepreneurs, but it's not that realistic in most cases. And I don't really recommend it for franchising. Uh-huh. I really, if I was a franchisor, I'd like to see someone that was a little more seasoned, that has uh-huh. been in the real work world for a few years, has gotten beaten up a little bit. So they know how to handle situations when they come up. A part-time job doesn't prepare someone for that. I think some years in the corporate environment are really good for mm-hmm. for today's franchise owners. But the main thing is it's nice to dream about becoming an entrepreneur or a franchise owner when you're young. But the reality, unless you have a really wealthy uncle, it's not going to happen.
But even if you do have a wealthy uncle, is it still advisable?
I don't advise it, and others in the industry are definitely on the other side of the ball there, but I don't advise
it. Oh, really? What are they recommending?
They're recommending people just go buy franchises.
The age doesn't matter as much. If Uncle Silas will finance it and front the money, go ahead and do it.
Right, pretty much. It's definitely pro young people getting into franchising, which kind of makes me probably less popular, but mm-hmm. I'm into reality.
I agree with you on this, Joe. I think you're right about that. I mean, for one thing, it's one thing, Joel, to start a small business and try to, work in it for a year or two or whatever and fail and start over again. But when you talk about getting into a franchise, that's a small business that fails after a couple of years hasn't had the front loaded capital investment that a franchise has.
Right.
And that's the reason why it's probably a lot uglier if the franchise fails. But so I agree with you. I think you're thinking the right way. And basically, what you're saying falls back on what's been the historical experience. Well, when we come back after these messages, what about the concept? How about this, Joel? Would it be more likely for a millennial to become a franchisor before he or she could become a franchisee? How about that? We'll talk about that after these messages with our good friend Joel Labava, thefranchiseking.com. Right, Joel?
Sir.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.